This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A happy Friday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a packed show for you guys today. We're talking a little bit of everything. Great night last night. We had the Cavs on the money line. We had the Mavs on the money line. We'll look to keep it rolling. More NBA picks today. Also some more NHL picks. Two games in the NBA, two games in the NHL once again. We'll look at some of the game threes coming up over the weekend. We'll also talk plenty of baseball. We'll go through today's slate. Peter Pell standing by to join me here in moments. And then college football win totals are out. The season's going to be here before we know it. Going to give out my five favorite win totals at the moment. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for the day. Kate Constable will join us as well. As always, over the next 30 minutes, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, send them in to us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. And as always, if you guys miss any part of the show and you want to get all the analysis, insight, you can go catch the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. And joining us is Peter Appel, co-founder of Just Baseball. You can follow Peter on X at Peter Appel 23. Peter, been a while, man. Great to see you. Baseball season is in full swing here as we get towards the middle of May. Loaded card today. Every team in Major League Baseball is in action. What's your favorite bet of the day?
-135. I think that the Brewers should be massive favorites here, but why aren't they? Well, number one, we took the Brewers as a dog yesterday, and the fact that they were a home dog against this broken Cardinals team, I think illustrates why the odds makers haven't fully caught up to what this Cardinals team looks like. Number one, they have been bottom 10 in every offensive metric against both righties and lefties. Today, they face Robert Gasser, who's making his major league debut. His one issue in the minor leagues has been the home run ball. Luckily for us, the St. Louis Cardinals over the last 2 weeks have a 36 WRC+. To put that in perspective, if you don't know what WRC+ is, which is totally fine, 100 is league average. And all of those stats include Wilson Contreras, who is now out. He's slugging 708 against lefties. He's not in the lineup anymore. I think this Cardinals team is broken. I've downgraded them to a bottom five team in Major League Baseball. And on top of it, Brewers have the better bullpen. They've hit up Lance Lynn before. All of Lance Lynn's ERA estimators are in the mid fours. This is a completely lopsided matchup. But the market has not fully bought into the Brewers yet, and it still respects the Cardinals. I will be 1.5 units on the Brewers, which is a bigger bet for me. Love the Brewers today.
Peter, I think the vibes are strong, man. You're back in a gasser, and you're talking to a glasser. So let's hope the Brewers get the job done today. Let's talk about the Astros, right? So they're off to a tough start this season, 13-24. There are talks that Houston might be sellers at the deadline. You got to make some decisions on these guys like Verlander and Bregman. The Astros tend to do this from time to time, get off to slow starts, but this year kind of feels different, man. Their pitching has not been good at all. Is it officially time to push the panic button on Houston?
I am the worst person to ask this question to, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm a lifelong Yankee fan, and I have seen this Astros team. Whenever you count them out, here they come. They are scary, right? Tigers should win today, right? They've been the better team, arguably have the better pitcher, popular underdog. All I'm saying is, as soon as people are starting to press the panic button on the Astros, that's when they get hot. Now, they haven't done that this year. You're totally right about the pitching. The bullpen, especially that trio of Presley, Hader, and Abreu, all rocking ERAs over 5. None of it makes sense. I host a show called the Just Baseball Show, and my two co-hosts have been banging on the table. I'm out on the Astros. This is not the right Astros team. And I am the only idiot who keeps saying, just please don't give up. So in my opinion, I'm not pressing the panic button until they're officially out of the playoffs. That's just me, though. But there are plenty of arguments to say that this Astros team, they're older. The offense has not been as good. The starting pitching has not been good. And then the bullpen has been a disaster. But this series, they go Framber, they go Javier, and they go Verlander. This will be a very telling series to see if this team can really compete for a playoff spot after they started off horribly.
Yeah, really good point. And they finally beat the Yankees yesterday. They avoid going 0-7 against them. Peter, the White Sox have won 2 in a row, and they're a pick'em today. I'm sure you have this too. You know, you go through the MLB slate, and there are certain lines that, like, jump out at you. I mean, anytime the White Sox are a pick'em in a baseball game, and I know Crochet's been good for them today. Guardians have Carrasco going. Is this a trap, or, like, would the White Sox be the play for you if you had to play the game?
If I had to play the game, I actually would play the Guardians. I mean, in what world do the White Sox deserve to be this? Now, that's my opinion when it comes to trap lines in Major League Baseball. When I see something that is weird and it just gives me a weird feeling, instead of trying to go, all right, I'm going to be that person to bet the White Sox today and feel really good about myself, if it hits, I just stay away. Another trap line that I identified, or at least I thought it was a complete trap, the Minnesota Twins are taking on the Blue Jays today. So the Twins, Joe Ryan, Twins have been a way hotter team. They crush lefties, and the Blue Jays have not been performing well, and yet the Blue Jays are favorites. So in both of these games, the White Sox, Guardians, Blue Jays, Twins, firm stayaways for me. Why are the White Sox priced like this? Well, Garrett Crochet has some of the best underlying metrics in Major League Baseball. But then you have the bullpen, and I think people are piling on Crochet because they see a massive gap between Carlos Carrasco and Garrett Crochet. However, what I think they're overlooking is there's a massive gap in everything else. So I think they're tailing the starting pitcher. They're tailing a system where it says if this team is at a certain record, like below a 40%, you keep backing them when they keep winning. It's like these terrible teams go on tiny little hot streaks here. For all those reasons, you won't see a Guardians, a White Sox, a Twins, or a Blue Jays slip on my card today.
Yeah, fair enough. So you told us you love the Brewers today. They're small favorites at home. Looking at the card, any underdogs that you like? Maybe you think the price is just too good to pass up, or an underdog that you really think has a chance. What's your favorite dog on the card?
I didn't play any underdogs today, but I was looking at a couple. I was looking at the Cubs. I was looking at the Tigers. But I think if you want just like an underdog that nobody's going to be on today, I think the Nationals have a good shot of beating the Red Sox. I know there's a massive gap in the starting pitching matchup between Tanner Houck and Patrick Corbin. But the Nationals have been the better offense against right-handed pitching, and the Red Sox have been against lefties. The Nationals' bullpen has been pretty solid, too. Now, I'm not putting my money on Patrick Corbin, but I get the question all day, Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox, should I put them in my parlay? I think they could be a parlay buster. I think the Nationals have pretty good value there, plus 170.
Love it. Yeah, I'm getting ready to give out my picks that I like for MLB today, and I did circle the Nats at plus 170, so I'm with you there. All right, so we've gone through some of the games, Peter. How about any props, whether it be maybe a hitter, a pitcher prop that you have today when you were going through the games, anything that stood out where maybe you saw some value?
I don't have any props today, but I am on a total. I took the over in both halves in the Atlanta Braves versus the New York Mets. I know the weather isn't good today. I live in New York. I see it outside. I know the weather report is supposed to rain. It's supposed to be a little bit windy, but I can't not bet this over. Charlie Morton has faced the Mets a ton of times. He's racked up 275 plate appearances against this current Mets roster. And even this season, they already scored four off him in five innings. Then on the flip side, the Braves offense against the lefty is obviously elite. They're going up against Jose Quintana, who they put up three runs in five innings in his last start. Now, both bullpens are rested, but there's a system that I like to play, and it only comes around once every so often. The Braves, after a shutout win, after they shut out their opponent, and then their next game, the over is 31-8-1. It's an incredible system, and I play it every single time, and it's been profitable for me. I know there's wind. I know that the Braves offense has not been electric, but I have to play this over, and I took it in both halves. At 4.5 at plus 105, over 8 at plus 100. Didn't want to play juice on 7.5. I think this game either soars or the wind has a major effect, and we never have a shot. So that's why I want the plus money.
Yeah, great nugget there with that Braves stat after shutting out an opponent. Peter, before I let you go, we're getting a question here in the comments. B-Mills on YouTube wants to know about Taj Bradley, who's returning, making his season debut. 4.5 strikeouts for Bradley against that Yankees lineup today. Would you go over or under on Bradley K's?
I think that's about a strikeout too low. I would probably make the line 5.5. The only thing is that the Yankees just do not strike out. They're an incredibly, incredibly patient lineup that drills through a starting pitcher. A lot of three ball counts, a lot of foul balls. That's what they do. They grind through your starter and then they get to your bullpen. Now with Taj Bradley, he's making his debut today. He's returning from an injury. So that's why I didn't end up getting to the window with Taj Bradley. How many innings is he going to throw? We don't know, right? What are the Rays' plans with him? There aren't a lot of reports out there yet. So that's why if you're going to play the over, I would go small. But if he was at full strength, I'd love that over. I just don't know where he's at quite yet in his development.
Yeah, fair enough. Peter, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time. Peter Appel, you can follow him on X at PeterAppel23, co-founder of Just Baseball, joining us here on Fridays on Send It In. Peter, enjoy the rest of your day, man. Good luck on all your bets. Talk again soon.
You too, my man. Thanks, PJ. We'll talk.
All right. Great stuff from Peter there. Time for a little big league, Peej, as we roll through all of the games today on the MLB slate. We got the Cubbies and the Pirates today at PNC Park, over under 7.5, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Good pitching matchup. Javier Assad going up against Jared Jones. Assad 3-0 this year with the 1.66 ERA. Jones 2-3 with the 2.63 ERA. I'll take the under in Cubs-Pirates at 7.5. Astros and Tigers. I thought Peter made a really good point. Astros are struggling, but look at the pitching that they have lined up this series to maybe sweep them and get back on track. I think that starts today with Framber Valdez. I'll take Houston, minus 135 on the money line. Thought he gave out some good stuff on the Yankees-Rays matchup. B. Mills, great question on Taj Bradley. He is making his season debut today, returning from injury. You guys know me if you watch the show. Whenever a pitcher is returning from an injury or whenever they're making their first start of the year, I always love taking a Yerfie, right? There's so much adrenaline. You're so anxious to get back out on the mound and going up against that Yankees lineup where you got to face Soto and Judge in the top of the first inning. I'll take the Yerfie at even money, plus 100. Diamondbacks and Orioles. You guys know I'm an Orioles fan. I can tell you right now, Friday night home games when the Orioles wear their City Connect uniforms, never good vibes. This game's also on Apple TV. The Orioles play terrible on Apple TV. There's a lot of reasons to like the Diamondbacks today, especially at plus money. I'll take the Snakes, plus 110. Twins and Blue Jays today. Yusei Kikuchi against Joe Ryan. Also passed on this game. Feels like the Twins are probably the side. They're playing great baseball as of late heading to Toronto, but I'm going to pass on that matchup. Braves and Mets. It's hard to ignore that stat that Peter just gave out. Braves coming off of a shutout win. They're 31-8 to the over in their next game. Probably going to get some weather today in Citi Field, but with the over-under at only 8, Charlie Morton against Jose Quintana, I'll take over 8 in Braves and Mets. Then we got the Phillies and the Marlins today. Ranger Suarez going up against Taylor Rogers. There's some money coming in on the fish in this game. Phillies opened up minus 210. Now they're down to minus 190. I will take the Marlins, a little bit of a stab, plus 190 for them to get that upset today. I'm also on the Nationals, plus 170 against the Red Sox as well. Patrick Corbin against Tanner Houck. Now the Red Sox have the clear pitching advantage, but the Nationals are a pesky team, and they tend to play up to the level of their competition. Think this is too big of a money line price not to take the Nats. I'll grab them at plus 170. Peter said he didn't think it was a trap line. He'd still take the Guardians over the White Sox. I'm going the other way. I think the White Sox are going to win 3 baseball games in a row. Garrett Crochet gets the win today. Cardinals and Brewers. I mean, how am I not going to back a guy with the last name of Gasser? Give me the Brewers on the money line, especially if it's Peter's best bet. Rangers are in Coors Field today, taking on the Rockies. How is the total only 9.5 with that Rangers lineup in Coors Field? The Rangers might score 10 runs themselves. I'll take the over in Rangers and Rockies. Royals and Angels were running this thing right back. The Royals were minus 120 on the money line last night, blew out the Angels 10-4. The Royals are minus 120 on the money line again tonight. We'll gladly take KC against the Halos. Dodgers and Padres start a 3-game set in San Diego today. Tyler Glasnow against Michael King. Good pitching matchup. I think we're going to see some runs. I'll take over 7.5. Seattle got absolutely destroyed yesterday by Minnesota. Logan Gilbert got shelled. Gave up like 7 runs of the first 2 innings. Think they bounce back today at home against Oakland. I'll take Seattle minus 150. And then the Reds are at the Giants tonight, taking on Logan Webb. I'd look at a Reds team total under anytime Logan Webb is pitching at home. One of the best sinker ball pitchers in baseball in that ballpark. Usually runs are hard to come by for the other team. Reds lineup has been struggling. I'll take Reds team total under. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's talk about some of these playoff series here on Send It In. We got the Knicks and the Pacers, as the Pacers are favored by 6.5 in game 3. The total is 222.5. OG Anunoby is going to be out. Jalen Brunson is questionable to play tonight, and the Pacers are down 0-2 in the series. This is a must win for them. So there's a lot of reasons to like Indiana tonight, right? The only problem is that Indiana is one of those teams that I really don't trust when they're laying 6, 7.5 points. Now, when they're 5.5 point dogs, 4.5 point dogs like they were in game 1 and game 2, that's a different story. But when they're expected to win a game, especially when New York has their best defender and one of their starters out, and everybody's just kind of expecting Indiana to win tonight, I think that's a dangerous game. DiVincenzo's played really well so far in this series. The Knicks are a different team when Brunson's out on the floor. I think he's going to play tonight. I would look at Precious Achiuwa props tonight, coming off the bench, points and rebounds. We know Tibbs has a short bench, and with OG out, I think Achiuwa is going to get a lot of minutes tonight. DiVincenzo, as I mentioned, has been great this series. I take his over points, 20.5, but give me the Knicks, +6.5 tonight against the Pacers. Then the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. Man, I cannot wait for this game tonight. Favorite play of the night in the NBA is going to be Nikola Jokic triple-double at plus 180. Shaq and Charles Barkley talk about this all the time on TNT. When you're a superstar, you don't have 2 bad games in a row. Jokic had arguably his worst playoff game as a Nugget in the last like 3 or 4 years. He was terrible in game 2. The entire team was terrible in game 2. Shaq called Jokic out a little bit and said he thought SGA should have won MVP. A lot of people think that Jokic doesn't care about basketball in general. I think he's on a mission tonight. He's going to show why he's the best player in the world. This is the most pressure the Nuggets have faced since Jokic has probably been there, right? Really, expectations haven't been on them, but now since they're the defending champions, everybody expected them to be back in the finals. Minnesota went into their house and won the first 2 games. It's time for Denver to respond. I think they do that tonight. I'll take them +4.5. I'll take them on the money line, and I love Jokic to get a triple-double at plus 180. Wouldn't touch the Nuggets on the series spread at plus 400. I do think Minnesota ends up winning the series still, but I like the Nuggets tonight, and I love Jokic to get a triple-double. As for the 2 NHL games today, we got the Panthers and the Bruins and the Oilers and the Canucks. Man, this Bruins-Panthers series is going to be really, really good. Bruins won game 1, 5-1. Panthers won game 2, 6-1. So both teams had their blowouts. What's game 3 going to look like? I Talked about this yesterday with the Hurricanes and the Rangers. We had two high-scoring games in game one and two. Both teams kind of settled in. The familiarity started to set in. We got an under game. I'm expecting the same thing tonight. I like under 5.5 in Panthers and Bruins. Then the Canucks and the Oilers. Oilers were up 4-1 with 4 minutes to go in the second period and lost 5-4 to the Canucks in game one. I think everybody just expects Edmonton to bounce back. I am not one of those people. Give me Vancouver, even money at plus 100 tonight to go up 2-0 in that series. As for the games over the weekend, Dallas and OKC play tomorrow in game three. Dallas 2.5-point favorites at home. Staying away from that game, not going to bet it. What I do like, though, is the Boston Celtics -7.5 against Cleveland. Guys, this is what we talked about on the show yesterday. We were all over it. Boston plays with their food. They do this every year in every series, to be honest with you. They're huge favorites, and they're always good for an upset at home. And then everybody overreacts. All the storylines come out. The headlines come out that this team has no superstar. They're not going to win a championship. And then what do? The next game, they go pounce whoever that they play. I think they're going to be Cleveland by 15 or 20 points in game three. I love Boston -7.5. And then the other NHL series that we have, Rangers, we know they're going to beat the Hurricanes. They're up 3-0 in that series. Stars Avalanche is going to be a really good series. That thing could go 6 or 7. Game three, I would probably lean towards Dallas plus 110. They've been the better team for essentially like 100 minutes of the 120 that they've played in that series. So I'll back them in game three against the Avs. All right, let's talk some college football. We had some win totals drop the other day. We're going to do a little PJ Pick 5 with my 5 favorite college football win totals that are here, because as we know, these things are going to move each and every week. We'll start with my top favorite play. That is going to be the Utah Utes over 9.5 wins. Shout out to Ryan Horvath. He was all over this one. Utah has moved from the Pac-12 to the Big 12. We got to get used to all these teams moving to different conferences. Utah might go undefeated. I think they're going to be favored in like every game that they play this season. Their hardest games, looking at their schedule, it's probably going to be like at Oklahoma State, at UCF, at Houston. Those are really their three hardest games, and I think they're probably going to win all those. They're going to win all their home games. Cam Rising is going to be back for another year as their quarterback, and they have one of the best coaches in the country in Kyle Whittingham. Give me the Utes over 9.5 wins. The other bet that I like coming in at number two is going to be the Duke Blue Devils under 6.5 wins at minus 130. No more Mike Elko, no more Riley Leonard at quarterback for Duke. Mike Elko was one of those guys that did such a good job with that program. He got way more out of that roster than he probably should have. Manny Diaz takes over, the former Miami head coach. Manny Diaz strikes me as one of those guys who's a really good coordinator, but he's not a very good head coach. And he's going to have a lot of turnover on that roster. I'll go Duke under 6.5 wins. Number three, give me the USC Trojans over 7.5 wins at minus 115. No more Caleb Williams, obviously, but it's still a Lincoln Riley offense, and they're going to put up plenty of points. But the reason that I like USC this year is they finally got rid of Alex Grinch as their defensive coordinator. And you look at how USC's schedule matches up for them. I think when we look at all these teams from the West Coast going to the Big Ten, our concern is how these California schools are going to do in that Midwest weather. USC's schedule sets up perfectly for them. They play Minnesota on October 5th, and then after that, their coldest game is going to be at Maryland on October 19th. They play Washington in November, but they're used to that game, and then they play at UCLA, which is going to be a game in their backyard in LA. So the schedule weather-wise sets up really good for USC. Also, their hardest games are at home this year. Notre Dame's at home this year for them. Penn State's at home. They do have to travel to Michigan early on in the year, but I like USC over 7.5 wins. I also like Auburn over 7.5 wins at plus 125. Auburn's another team where I think the schedule sets up really good for them. They're going to be 5-0 to start the year, and then after that, all we need is 3 more wins the rest of the season, where they're home against Vandy and they're home against Louisiana Monroe. There's 2 right there. All we need is a win at Kentucky or home against Texas A&M. They're probably not beating Georgia and Missouri on the road. They're probably not beating Bama on the road. So it comes down to that Kentucky game and that Missouri or and that A&M game. I think Auburn gets the job done. I'll take them over 7.5 wins. And then Ole Miss under 9.5 wins is going to be my final play. So much expectation, so much excitement about Ole Miss's team this year. Jackson Dart is one of the most overrated players in college football. I don't think he's as good as everybody else does. I'll die on that hill. I'll go under 9.5 wins for Ole Miss at plus 125. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable here on a Friday. Talk some NBA. Kate, before we do that, what are some of the five-star bets that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays. We're going to go over to the ice. Bruins money line against the Panthers. Bruins are back home in Boston for game three. They took game one in Carolina. And you're getting plus money here. Plus 110 on the money line for the Bruins. The model makes that a five-star play for today.
All right. Very nice. Kate, what about you? Couple NBA games to choose from today. What's your best bet?
Yeah, PJ, I like the over in the first half for the Pacers team total. You can get that at 59.5. The Pacers have been able to play at their pace throughout this series with the Knicks. Even though the Knicks are a team that likes to slow things down, Indiana has sped things up significantly. We've had overs in both games so far. Pacers have put up 55 and 73 points in the first half in both of those games in New York. Now they're back home. They play even better offensively at home. Role players play better offensively, and the Knicks are so banged up that their defense without OG Anunoby might struggle a little bit. Things slow down for the Pacers scoring-wise, or at least that's kind of been the trends over their last couple of games in the second half. So I'm just going with first half only, Pacers team total over 59.5.
I like it, Kate. How about anything in that game for you, spread total-wise, full game? You like the Knicks to keep it close? You think the Pacers cover? Obviously, the overs have gone way over the first two games. You doing anything full game, spread or total in Pacers and Knicks?
I'm not. I would look at, like, maybe you can get a money line parlay for first half and full game, or find a way to take the Pacers on the money line and maybe add something to it, whether that's a prop or a team total, something like that. But I think where we're at right now, 7.5 is a little too much. I think the number's gone too far in favor of Indiana. The model, actually, I'll give you another five-star play, or this one's a four-star rather, is for the Knicks to cover that 7.5 because that line has kind of ballooned. So I'm not going to play it tonight, but that's the way I would lean, is New York covering even shorthanded. I mean, Tibbs does not go very deep in his rotation regardless. So I think, sure, they're going to miss Anunoby in a lot of areas, but I still think that they can stick within 7.5 points and cover that line.
Kate, we've been waiting four games for this game three between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves tonight. It might be the biggest game in the history of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They've never been to an NBA Finals. They're six wins away from doing so. They got the defending champs on the rope. You think they get the job done tonight? And would you lay the 4.5 with them?
PJ, I was in Minnesota this week visiting some family, and I might still be in Minnesota visiting family. And I might be visiting the Target Center tonight to watch this game because it is the biggest game in the history of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball as of late, right? They made the Western Conference Finals in 2004, but it's been a long time coming. I actually like the Nuggets in the first quarter here, which is surprising because the Nuggets have lost every first quarter in this postseason. They've lost every first half. They have a net rating of like minus 43, something crazy like that. But if they don't come out hot early and establish their style of play and avoid playing from behind to this Timberwolves team, this series is over. Denver better, you know, just pack up and go home because they're not coming back. So I like the Nuggets early. I'm going to take them +1.5 in the first quarter. Couldn't talk you off of a money line in the first quarter. I'm going to avoid the full game because I just don't know what's going to happen. Like, you would think Denver would respond. And they are the defending champs. You have to respect them in that aspect. They have a three-time MVP. But Minnesota is just playing so well. So I'm avoiding the full game. I'm going to go Nuggets first quarter +1.5.
Very nice. Kate, have a great time. Enjoy. It should be an awesome atmosphere in the Target Center tonight. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap up the show with PJ's plays. The chat is blowing up. Trista Crick, our girl here at BetQL. Great job, Peach. Thank you, Trista. Kay Hilmer is also with a bunch of comments in the chat. home run play and favorite MLB dog of the day today for PJ. I really like that over in the Braves and Mets game, as Peter Appel was alluding to. I'd look at a guy there in that game to hit a homer. Ozuna obviously has been killing it, so I would take him. I like the Nats as well as a money line dog. DiVincenzo over 20.5 points. I absolutely love that play. I would look at some alternates, maybe 25 plus, 30 plus for DiVincenzo tonight. McConnell over 16.5 points and assists. Completely agree. Rick Carlisle has to play TJ McConnell more tonight, and I think he will do that. And then Kay Hilmer says that I should dress up as DiVincenzo for Halloween next year. I wish I had DiVincenzo's wallet, Kay Hilmer's. That would be really nice. Going streaking, my pick today is going to be Nick Castellanos of the Phillies. He's going up against Trevor Rogers. Castellanos is 3-for-6 in his career against Trevor Rogers. He's only batting .207 this season, but I like the righty-lefty matchup for Castellanos. He's my pick. Hopefully make it 4 in a row. My prop lock, guys, Jokic triple-double plus 180. I love the spot for Jokic. He just played a terrible game. I think he's going to be awesome tonight. And I think this price is way too high in an absolute must-win game for Denver. Jokic is probably going to be on the floor for like 43, 44 minutes tonight. So we're certainly going to get plenty of opportunities. I'll take his triple-double. Knicks are going to be my dog of the day, plus 6.5, might even be out to plus 7.5 now on BetMGM, so that's obviously even better. Pacers are just the team that I want no part of, trusting them to cover a number that big. Give me the Knicks. Shawnee Sharp is going to keep riding his Pacers team total over 115.5 points, and I'm doubling down. My prop lock is also my best bet, Jokic plus 180, triple-double. I like the Nuggets tonight spread money line, but I really like that Jokic triple-double. That'll do it for us. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy all the games. Thanks again to Peter Appel and Kate Constable. If you guys missed anything on the show, remember, go listen, rate, subscribe, and review the podcast. Everybody, good luck on all your bets, and we'll see you next Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.